Hello, Sydney Sloth here. Relax. Take a deep breath. And turn on your imagination, because it's time for a bedtime story. Tonight's story comes from John, chapter 10.
Jesus said, "I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd puts the sheep before himself, sacrifices himself if necessary. A hired man is not a real shepherd. The sheep mean nothing to him. He sees a wolf come and runs for it, leaving the sheep to be ravaged and scattered by the wolf. He's only in it for the money. The sheep don't matter to him. I am the good shepherd. I know my own sheep, and my own sheep know me. In the same way, the Father knows me and I know the Father. I put the sheep before myself, sacrificing myself if necessary. You need to know that I have other sheep in addition to those in this pen. I need to gather and bring them too. They'll also recognize my voice. Then it will be one flock, one shepherd. This is why the Father loves me, because I freely lay down my life. And so I am free to take it up again. No one takes it from me. I lay it down of my own free will. I have the right to lay it down, I also have the right to take it up again. I received this authority personally from my Father."
Jesus wants me to know that he is like a loving shepherd to me. Jesus calls me his own, like a shepherd who owns the sheep and cares for them. Jesus, like a good shepherd, takes care of me. Even talks about laying down his life for his sheep. Am I reminded of Easter? As I hear the story again, I imagine I am a sheep following my shepherd.
Jesus said, "I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd puts the sheep before himself, sacrifices himself if necessary. A hired man is not a real shepherd. The sheep mean nothing to him. He sees a wolf come, and runs for it, leaving the sheep to be ravaged and scattered by the wolf. He's only in it for the money. The sheep don't matter to him. I am the good shepherd. I know my own sheep. And my own sheep know me. In the same way, the Father knows me and I know the Father. I put the sheep before myself, sacrificing myself if necessary. You need to know that I have other sheep in addition to those in this pen. I need to gather and bring them too. They'll also recognize my voice. Then it will be one flock, one shepherd. This is why the Father loves me, because I freely lay down my life. And so I am free to take it up again. No one takes it from me. I lay it down of my own free will. I have the right to lay it down, I also have the right to take it up again. I received this authority personally from my Father.
Can I imagine being a sheep? Can I imagine Jesus is my shepherd? Can I hear him call my name? How does it feel to hear your name? Can I recognize his voice? I follow Jesus to a glassy pond. As I drink, the water is cool and refreshing. He leads me through the dark places and protects me. He brings me to lush fields of grass where I can eat. And I can play. Can I bring my feelings and thoughts from being a sheep together and talk to Jesus, my shepherd, about them now?
Protect us, Lord, as we stay awake. Watch over us as we sleep, that awake we may keep watch with Christ. and asleep, rest in his peace. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Thank you.
asleep yet? Let's do a slothy body scan examine to help us drift off to sleep. Become aware of God's loving gaze on you. Have a big stretch and feel your body as it presses into your bed. Start with your toes. How do they feel? Let God bring to mind what your feet have done today. Where have they been? Move your attention up your legs. Where have they taken you? Where have you hung today? What about your belly? What did you eat today? Thank God for that good food. What does your heart tell you? What are the feelings in your chest today? When did you feel really happy? When did you feel sad? When did you feel angry or scared? Where do you imagine God was during those times? What did you do with your hands today? And
as your fingers relax. What did you do that you're proud of? What did you do that you wish you didn't? Pay attention to your head. Roll it side to side slowly like a sloth. Let your mouth relax and your cheeks soften. Gently close your eyes. What did they see today? Was there anything beautiful? Anything that reminded you of God? Now, just sink into bed. Let every part of your body get heavier and heavier. Imagine your love is like a beam of light. Direct your love at God and leave it on like a nightlight to shine all night as you drift off to sleep.